Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for tuning in. Hallelujah. I'm sitting in for Prophetess Martha Williams from the Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Apostle Yvonne Rao, for today, along with my husband, Pastor Joseph Rao.
God bless you. God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor. Thank you for sitting in with us. Amen. Go ahead and call a neighbor, call a friend, let them know we're live and on the air. It's going down today. There is a word from the Lord. So you want to text someone, tweet them, inbox them, IG them, whatever you do, to let them know that we have a word from the Lord on today. Now, while you do that, we're going to do a couple of quick announcements. We want to remind you of our Saturday show on yesterday. Elder Evangelist Bertha asked you, I mean, she walked the dog, as Prophet Martha would say.
Amen.
She walked the dog. We said, who let the dogs out? They might have let them out, but she walked them. They didn't run. Amen. That was an awesome word yesterday. If you missed the live show, you can go back and listen on demand anytime. There are recordings. You can go back and listen anytime, in the daytime, nighttime, middle of the night, however, whenever. We thank the Lord for that, so that you could be ministered to all the time. Then also we want to remind you today, the Sunday show, we have Sunday show lineup. First, we have Prophetess Martha Williams, and we're sitting in for her today at 4 o'clock Central Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Time every Sunday. Amen, from the Prophetic Corner. And then keep it locked right here at 5:30. We have Minister Lane Jackson from the Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry, and at 6:30 Eastern Time, 5:30 Central Time. Amen. So keep it locked right here. There's some power for you today. God has a word for you. Then remind you for our Tuesday show. On Tuesday, Pastor and I, we do a show on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Central. Amen. Hallelujah. Call one word from the Lord. You want to keep it locked right there. We take phone calls. We're live, and we have our studio set up, and we can take phone calls. Unfortunately, we can't take phone calls today. So if you would, if you have a prayer request, just inbox me or inbox Prophetess Williams, and she can pray with you, or inbox Pastor, whoever you feel comfortable with. We're all in this together. And let them know what your prayer request is. But keep it locked right here. Stay, because there is a word from the Lord. And we want you to be a part of what God is doing. Also, we want to encourage you to partner with us. Partner with us for a donation of less than $25 a month. Amen. And for that donation to help us to continue to take the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world. Amen. We're going to make sure we put you on our personal prayer list. You will know that someone is praying for you every single day. You and your family and your extended family. Praying over your prayer request every day. We put you on our prayer list. And then we'll send out something to encourage you, jumpstart your week during the week. On Monday, we send out something. Midweek, we send out something else for you. So there's always, we always find ways to minister to our partners so that you're never in that place where you're feeling down or feeling like, you know, you can't make it or whatever. We find ways to minister to our partners. So we want to encourage you to partner with us for a donation of $25 or more, and we'll show you how to do that. Amen. Now, if you've never made Jesus Lord of your life, right quick before we get started, I want you to take this opportunity to make Jesus Lord. Just say, Lord Jesus, come into my life and save me. I'm a sinner. Forgive me of my sins. I'm just tired. I feel somebody today that they're just tired. Ask Jesus to come in. If you ask him to come into your heart and save you, he'll do just that. Oh, my God. Somebody just took my breath away. Somebody said that prayer. Amen. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. Amen. The Bible declares that they that call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, sometimes we get so caught up in, you know, the ABCs of salvation. You just call on him and ask him to save you. He'll do it. And I'm not going to promise you once you get saved that everything's going to be all right. But what I will promise you is you're never alone. He said he'll never leave you or forsake you. You'll never be alone. He'll be right there with you. And some say, well, you know, I didn't go through that much when I was in the world. Yes, you did. You were probably just so sedated and, you know, had your liquid courage, sipping on gin and juice, and you just didn't know you were going through. But you were going through. And not that you're sober. You know that you're going through. But anyway, whatever it is, know that he will be with you to walk you through it, talk you through it, help you through it. And then there are other people around you that will walk you through it, help you through it, get you through it. So we want to encourage you, if you said that prayer, to inbox one of us, any of us, and let us know you said that prayer, and we'll tell you what next so that you'll know what to do next. We want to encourage you to read your Bible, get your Bible, begin to read your Bible so you can know more about this man named Jesus. And then we'll tell you what next. We don't want you to be lost. We want you to get connected to a body of believers. God is doing a great work over here at Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. So with that being said, we're going to open up in prayer. We're going to get to our word. We're going to Matthew, the 8th chapter. Matthew, the 8th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at the 23rd verse. I hear the song of my spirit. I don't know who it's for. I'm going to sing it a little bit while you're getting to that in your word. So it says, I learned how to live holy. And I've learned how to live right. And I've learned how to suffer. I'll gain eternal life. And we're doing all this when I see Jesus, we want to hear him say, well done. It's amen. When I see the one who died for me, it's amen. It's worth the fight, y'all. Don't give up. Because when I see Jesus, my God, we're going to meet him one day. When I see Jesus, he's coming back, my God, for a church without spot or wrinkle. Not a building, but a body of believers. We are the church. Know you not that your body is a temple. When I see Jesus, my God, when I see Jesus, it's worth it because we're going to see him one day. We're going to be able to put our hands where the nails were. We're going to see that man who died for us while we were still sinning, while we were still dropping it like it's hot, while we were still in that club and hopping from this place to that place and doing everything we were big and bad enough to do. But when I see Jesus, why we do what we do? Because when I see Jesus, I believe I'm going to see him one day. When I see Jesus, it's going to be, hey, amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to quit so that we can get into this word. But I tell you, we do what we do because we want to hear him say, well done. We do what we do because one day we want to see him face to face. My God, because he's coming back. We don't need to stand gazing. I know there's a lot of things going on in the world that will make you stand and just gaze and look up at the world and look up at things and just kind of be zoned out. But now's not the time to zone out. Now's the time to get focused. Now's the time to really get focused and come on in and focus on the things of God and focus on who he is. Because when I see Jesus, it's God Almighty. Whew. When I see the one who died for me, my God, it's going to be amen. Can you imagine someone who didn't even know you before you were ever born? He died for you? Oh, what kind of love is that? My God. Whew. Somebody today needs to feel love. I'm going to pray real quickly. I'm going to release the love of God. I release it over the atmosphere right now, that God will wrap his loving arms around you, that he'll let you feel the love that he had for us over 2,000 years ago when he sent his son gave his life. Let them feel that love even now, that unconditional love, that loves us when we're good, bad, and otherwise. Let them feel that love even now. We release it right now. Oh, we release it right now all over the world. We release the love of God. We release the peace of God. My God, my God, my God. Woo. We release the anointing to lift every burden, destroy the yoke even now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for doing it right now, Lord. We ask you to go into the hospitals and the nursing homes. We go ask you to go into every place where they're sick and shut in, and let your healing virtue flow. For there is a balm in Gilead. There is healing for your children. We release the healing virtue of the Lord to begin to flow. Begin to heal their bodies, oh God. Begin to heal their minds, oh God. Begin to heal their spirits, oh God. Touch as never before, oh God. In the mighty name of, do what no other power but Holy Ghost power can do. Move on behalf of your people. Somebody needs you today, God. Somebody has come to this particular program saying, if God don't do it, I don't know what I'm going to do. I release the anointing right now. Oh, come on, take it, take it, take it, take it, take it. There it goes, 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 there it goes. There it goes, there it goes. Receive it right now. Whew. You won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name. You won't leave here like you came, in Jesus' name, because he's touching you even now. He's moving even now. He's showing you that he's able to do the impossible. You just got to believe. My God, my God. We thank the Lord for what he's doing and what he's going to continue to do. Amen and amen. We pray for the bereaved family, the ones that lost loved ones, that you, by your Spirit, Lord, would touch them, that you would heal them, that you would lift them, that you would comfort them as only you can. As you would send somebody with them, to them, with a smile, a hug, whatever they need, meet them at the point of their need today. Help them to understand that this too shall pass. And it's all right to miss, but they're not lost. If they died in you, we'll see them again. Because your word declares that the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then we that remain, we're going to be caught up to meet him in the air. Ah, yes, Lord. My God, we're going to be caught up to meet him. My God, so we'll see him again on that great getting up morning. We'll see our loved ones again in the name of Jesus. We thank you for it right now in Jesus' mighty name. My God, my God, my God. We pray right now for those who are dealing with stress, anxiety, discomfort. In the name of Jesus, I break this stress. Yes, I come against it right now. There is a bomb in Gilead. I'm going to throw this thing. I'm going to throw it. You need it. You catch it. I'm going to throw the anointing. It's like a ball of fire. Good God Almighty. It's like a ball of fire. Man, I'm going to throw it your way. Catch it. My God, if you catch it.
All right.
The devil want to make you think you're losing your mind. You ain't losing your mind. The devil is alive.
That's right. Come on.
He brings in fear to make us think we can't do it, make us think we can't make it, but the devil's a lie. You're going to make it.
Yes.
You're going to make it. You're coming through this.
Come on.
My God, my God. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. I speak sound mindness over you right now.
Yes.
Gird up your loins with truth. Come on, Zion. Come on.
My
we
God.
Got to get up out of that. Come on. You know that God is able to keep you. Come on.
Yes.
My God, there's an anointing falling even now.
Yes,
just soak in it, just soak in it. Some say, what you mean soaking? Just stay right there. Don't move, just stand there and just receive. Just soak in it. You know how you soak in your bath when you're taking a hot bath? Just soak in it. Just sit there and let him relax you. The anointing is falling on somebody just like, if the cow going to take me away, Jesus can take you away. He's going to call that relaxing feeling just like a hot bath would cause or a hot shower would cause. Just let him relax you, bring you peace in the midst of the storm, bring you everything that you need, that you won't lack for no good thing in the mighty name of Jesus and by the blood of Jesus. We decree it and we call it done in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Amen, amen, yes. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. We thank the Lord. We thank the Lord for being so good and doing what no other power can do. We thank him for looking beyond our faults and seeing every one of our needs. Everybody's going through something, so everybody should receive that prayer. I hope y'all got that ball of fire because it was like, whoo, Jesus, my God. I don't want to say it was like fire shedding up my bones because it wasn't. It was a ball of fire in my hand. See, it was a ball of fire. And when I threw it, I hope you caught it because it's going to burn up some stuff that don't need to be there.
Yes.
Whew, it's going to remove some stuff. It's going to purify some stuff. Oh, God, make you white as snow. You know, a diamond, and I love diamonds. I love jewelry. Diamonds are purified by the fire. So if you're going to be pure and shine bright like a diamond, you're going to have to go through the fire. But don't worry. Jesus will be in the fire with you. We ain't going to talk about the Hebrew boy, but y'all know the story. How they said, then we put in three, and now there's a fourth one that looked like the Son of God. He didn't let them go through the fire by themselves. Honey, you're not by yourself. It may seem like it. It may feel like it, but you're not alone. With Jesus on your side, you're going to come out just fine. If you got Jesus, you're going to be just fine. You're going to be all right. You're not alone. Don't believe the hype. You're not alone. He is with you always, even until the end of the world. I'm going to quit. We're going to go to the word. We're at Matthew, the 8th chapter. And we're going to begin reading at the 23rd verse, Matthew 8 and 23rd verse. Like I said, we're sitting there for prophets. Martha Williams here on the Prophetic Corner. I think we got about an hour, and we're going to try to do it within that time slot. But we just stop by to encourage somebody today and speak to your storm. We came to speak to the wind and the waves in your life today and command them to behave. Come on, Pastor, let's get out of here. Let's go to Matthew 8th chapter and the 23rd verse.
And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep.
Now, check this out. Now, Jesus had been ministering all day, you know, healing the sick and teaching and healing Peter's mother-in-law, the centurion. I mean, he was ministering all day. So now he's telling them, look, let's get in the ship. We're going to go over to the other side. And he got on in the ship and went and laid down because he was tired. That is what you do when you're tired. Some of us don't do it, and so we get frustrated and obligated and so uptight because we really just need to rest. Can
right.
I say that? Let me just pause. I'll pause right there for a minute. Tell somebody, you just need to rest. The reason why you're so frustrated and so frustrated, I'm going to leave right there. The reason why is because you need to rest. You just need to go out, lay down, and rest. That's how I know. I used to be that person. And God would say to me, go to bed. I said, but I got too much to do. I need to do this. He said, go to bed. I said, I can't go to bed. I got to do this, that, and the other. I got too much to do. He said, go to bed. How many know you're not going to win with God? You're going to have to learn to listen. I'm talking to somebody. So then I listened. I went to bed, laid down, got a little 30, 40 minute nap, woke up, felt so much better. I thought, Lord, forgive me for not listening the first time. All you were trying to do was find a place to refresh me. Because some of us are so busy. We're so busy in this thing called life that we won't take time to even let our own bodies regenerate itself. Your body, when you get sleep, has the ability to regenerate its own self, to heal itself, to regenerate the cells. It has a body to the ability to heal itself, but because we don't get rest. A lot of us get sleep, but we don't get no rest. There's a difference. You can go to sleep and wake up tired, but if you get rest, you're going to wake up refreshed and ready to go. That's the difference. So a lot of us need rest. Amen. So that we can wake up refreshed and ready to go. We're getting sleep, probably too much sleep.
Come on.
But we're not finding rest in
right.
our sleep.
Right.
Wait a minute, I take authority over that spirit right now that won't let you get any rest. It makes you think you're getting sleep and you're doing okay because you're sleeping, but you're waking up just as tired as you were before you went to bed. I rebuke that spirit right now. I command it to go in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
I cancel
yes.
it out right now in the name of Jesus. The next time you go to bed, not only will you go to sleep, but you will get rest so that you can wake up refreshed and revived and renewed in the name of Jesus. No more. No more. Not this time. Not this time. Oh, God, not this time. This time you're going to lay down as if in the arms of the Father, and you're going to find rest. And when you get up, you're going to be refreshed, renewed. You're going to feel like you slept for, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks. Because you hadn't been getting any rest, and you need to find that place of rest. Receive it now. 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 In the name of Jesus, for those who are tossing and turning, can't seem to sleep or get any rest, release divine rest over them right now. In the name of Jesus, Oh, God, we thank you for it right now. All right, we're going to get into the word. It says, and he went to the other side, and his disciples followed him, and behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with water, but he was asleep. Now, hold on. Mm-hmm. How is it that the ship can be tossed to and fro, and water be in the ship, and the billows were raising, and the water, and it was tempest, the wind was tempest, all this going on, and Jesus is on board now. Check this out. He's on board. He didn't leave them. He's on board, and he had gone to sleep. Why? Because the master was already with him. The one who could speak to the wind and the waves and make them behave, he was on board. So why are you staying up worried about stuff if Jesus is on board? Now, so that brings us to the question, is he really on board? Because if he's on board, you go to bed and get some rest instead of just sleeping all the time. If he's on board, then you don't have to worry about it. You can sleep and deal with it the next day. All right. So Jesus was on board. He was asleep. Okay, amen.
And his disciples came to him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish.
They were so scared. And it seems like the winds and the waves and the storm and all that comes just when everything's just fine. I imagine they just came from a crusade of healing people and touching people and ministering to people, and they were feeling pretty good right about now. But Jesus told them, get in the boat, we're going to go to the other side. When he got to the boat, go to the other side, then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we got Jesus on board, and now these winds and the waves and the tempest and all this, out of nowhere. Isn't it funny in life how things will be just fine? They could be going on just fine, and you ain't bothering nobody, nobody bothering you, and everything's just fine. You got enough money to pay your bills and have some left over and help somebody too and all that. And out of nowhere comes a storm. What do you do? What do you do when out of nowhere comes a storm? Well, when you have Jesus on board, you wake him up. Oh, we're going to speak to the wind and the waves today. We're going to make them behave.
Right.
See, wind and waves, they don't want to behave. That's why I tell you, when the sea, if they got high winds and the waves are too high, they tell you, don't go out there. But some are hard-headed and go out there anyway. They tell you, don't go out there, wait until the sea is a little bit calmer. They don't even let the ships go out there when the wind is like it is in this story here. The wind and the waves are raging, and there's water in the ship, and they're thinking, we're going to perish, we're going to die. Wait a minute, wake up, Jesus, don't you care? So what do you do? What do you do when you don't know what to do? You thought everything was fine. You thought the kids were good, the husband was good, the job was good, and then all of a sudden everything falls apart to the point that you think you're drowning. Oh, I got good gospel news for somebody today. You're not going to drown. You're not going down for the last count. You're coming up. You're coming up. He didn't bring you out this far to take you back again. You're coming out.
Yes.
Sometimes
yes.
It gets harder when we get closer to our breakthrough. Sometimes it may seem like you're going to be over, the water's going to overtake you, and you're not going to be able to do this anymore, and you're just going to sink and drown. But the devil is alive. You're not going to drown. You're coming out. It just seems like you're closer. You get to the point where you're going to drown. It's too much, and you can't do it and all that. But no, you're not going to drown. God allows you to go through this so that you can be a breakthrough for somebody else. How many want to be a breakthrough for somebody else? It's time out for you just get your breakthrough and nobody else get their breakthrough. And you just happy in Jesus all by yourself and nobody else. Well, amen. Amen. I'm going to quit. So the disciples, they came to him and woke up saying, Lord, save us. We're perishing. Okay, first of all, they had Jesus on board, so they weren't going to perish. That should have been number one. If Jesus is on board, you're not going to perish. You're not going to be utterly destroyed. You're not going to have to throw in the towel and give up. And none of that. None of that's going to happen. I don't even know why he thought that when he had Jesus on board. And some of us, we know that Jesus went onto the cross. He's sitting on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. But he said, hold up, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send back the Comforter, which is my spirit, so that he can be at my house in the northwest. He can be at somebody else's house in the southwest, southeast, whatever. in north, south, east, west. He can be at all places at all times. Now, that's something to shout about, that he's just not in Jerusalem, or he's just not in Samaria or Judea. He's able to be in the uttermost parts of the world all at the same time. All you have to do is call him. When the last time you called on him? I'm not saying you called on him in a song, and, you know, ain't nothing wrong with singing, and sometimes we need songs, but I'm like, when the last time you called to Jesus, I need you. Lord, I need you. Just, yeah. Well, we in the 21st century, here it is, 2017, we done got away from calling on Jesus. We think we're either too far gone, or we don't need that no more, or it don't take all that no more. But maybe it don't take all that for some folks. But if it takes all that for you, then by all means, cry out to Jesus. If you call him, he will answer. He will hear and answer prayers. He has never let us down. If you look back over your life, you found that every time you called him, he was right there. He may not come when you want him, but he's always on time. He never left you. He never left you to deal with things of your own and not have anybody there and you utterly destroyed. He's not that kind of God. So then they should have known better because they had Jesus in the flesh. Now we have the Spirit, the Holy Spirit living in us, but they had Jesus in the flesh. They could touch and feel him. They could see him. They could watch him do what he do, minister and heal the sick and raise the dead and all that. They had him. Yet they thought they were perishing. They thought because the water got in there and this storm came up out of nowhere, Master, wake up. Don't you care? We're going to perish. We're going to drown in this ship. What's going on? How many of us being filled with the power of the Holy Ghost at times get to the place where we think that we're going to drown, that we're never going to get out of this place. This is going to be my burial ground because I'm going to die right here in this water. The devil is a lie. You're not going to drown. You're coming out. As a matter of fact, you're going to learn how to swim. God's going to teach somebody how to swim. Good God Almighty. So what are you talking about, Sister Preacher? Well, you know, some things we have to learn. Some things we have to be taught. Some things can be caught. Other things be taught. Sometimes he don't just get you out of stuff. Sometimes he say, I'm going to let you stay there because I want to teach you some things.
All right.
I want to teach you how not to get back in that same place all over again. See, if you don't understand where you are and why you're there and how to get out of there, you'll end up back in that same place again, still asking for somebody to help us out. But if he lets you go through it and walk you through it, some of us, we want to just be immediately healed, immediately delivered. Well, it won't happen for everybody that way. Some folks, you got to go through it. You got to walk through it because he's making you a breakthrough for somebody else. How can you tell me that God is able to heal if he never healed you? I know the word says it, and we can stand on the word, and we do stand on the word, but that testimony will be so much more powerful if you can say, I know he's a healer because one day he healed my body. Good God Almighty. Didn't even know about it. I tell you a quick little testimony, then we'll get back to the word. We were at a church, never been in this church before in our lives. We were young, in our 20s, and we went to this particular church, and this lady, God said, we were headed out the house, and he said, don't go without taking an offering. I was like, oh, okay, because I didn't take money. I left the bill money at home. So I went back in the house, and I thought, well, all I got is the bill money. He said, take something. Get something out of there and take it. So I grabbed something out of there, and I took it. I thought, well, here, God will make a way. I ain't worried about it. He said, don't you go without taking the offering. So I ran back in the house and got something, and then I went on. Got in the car, went on to this church that we were going to. Mind you, never been there before. Now it's offering time. Nowadays, they pass the offering plate, so we don't even get up and walk around in the church anymore. We just sit down. We live such a set way. Hey, man, I'm going to quit. Nevertheless, we even had to walk and take our offering to the altar, offering that I was going to leave at home. Almost missed it. Jesus, help me. This offering that I was going to leave at home, I was just going to go without an offering. As I put the offering in the offering plate, the pastor was a female pastor. Yes, she was a lady pastor. Yes, ma'am. Yes, sir. God can use women, and he always do, always will, because they're always available. Amen. But nevertheless, as I went to put the money in the offering plate, she said, she caught me by the hand and she said, and those headaches you used to have, you'll never have another one. I said, what if I didn't listen to God? What if I had a mission? What if I didn't listen? What if I had just said, you know, I can't do that. I can't take nothing out of it because that's my bill money. What if I didn't listen? I would have missed everything God had for me. I didn't know this lady from a can of paint, but we knew we needed to go to church. So we said, we're going to check this church out and see how it's going and see what these people are about. And God said, don't walk out of the house without an offering. I said, but I got my bill money. He said, get something. So I'd make a way. But I'm so glad I listened, because I used to have migraine headaches. They would be so bad. They would last for about 3 or 4 days. They would be so bad. You couldn't come in the room. You couldn't touch me. I couldn't stand light. I couldn't stand noise. I couldn't stand nothing. Just awful headaches. And by the time those headaches get through with you for those 3 days or 4 days or however long they last, you feel like something has just come out of you. Like something had you bound for 3 or 4 days of pain. Nothing they could do to give you a shot. Sometimes they would ease it, sometimes it wouldn't. But when we went to this church and we brought an offering, as I put the offering in the plate, this lady who didn't know me, I didn't know her, she said to me, and those migraine headaches we used to have, you'll never have another. I said, good God Almighty. I was like, oh my God. I was like, Lord, I thank you. But forgive me of mine to obey you, to hear you and obey you and give an offering. Because that lady don't know me. I don't even know her. I'm going to ask her how she knew that afterward. But first of all, I'm just going to say those headaches were debilitating. They would put you in the bed for 3 or 4 days and you couldn't work. You just couldn't do nothing. And she spoke that word. And immediately, I was made whole. And that's been probably 20-some years ago. And I never had another migraine headache. God is good. If he's on board, wake him up. Now, this lady had him on board. So she was able to see into my life what was going on in my life and speak to it. Those wind and waves were going on in my life. They just come up when they feel like it. When things are going right, things are going good, here's coming migraine headache out of nowhere. But this woman was able to speak to it and make it behave. All right, we're going to get through the rest of it. We're going to pray. Like I said, I apologize for not being able to get to the lines, but just inbox me or inbox Prophet William, and she'll get to you and pray with you. Or we will, Yvonne Rao will pray with you, or Pastor Joseph Rao, inbox us and we'll pray with you. And it says, and when the disciples came to him, they awoke him saying, Lord, save us, or we're going to perish. Verse 26, and he said unto them, why are you so fearful? Hold up. If Jesus is on board, if Jesus is on your side, what are you worried about? Or did you leave him at home? Check your desk. Did you leave him at the desk? Did you put him in the second drawer on the desk? Wait. Did you leave him at home? Is he under the bed? Look for him. What you do with him? Is the Holy Spirit still in you? Because if he is, what are you fearful about? What are you concerned about? Why are you tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine? Why? How is it that somebody could tell you, you know, it's like Henny Penny told Duck and Lucky that the sky was falling. And Duck and Lucky wouldn't told somebody else, you know, and think, y'all better stop. Better stop that foolishness. Stop listening to everything. Stop believing every lie. You know it's a lie. Now, come on, you can't tell me anything. Now, you might have got away with that about 20 years ago. But today, I thank God that I know him, I know his voice, and I ain't taking no anything from anybody. You can't come to me with no foolishness, because I'm going to shut it down. Put it fast in the hurt. I'm just going to shut it down. I'm not going to deal with it. Why? Because I have the Holy Spirit living inside of me. And if every now and then your Holy Ghost ought to get angry. Every now and then I'll say, oh, no, I'm not taking this. Not again. Not this time. I might have took it 3 years ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, but today I'm not taking it. Not this time. You need to learn to say not this time. Wake him up. If he's on board, wake him up. Son said, well, how do you wake him up? Begin to pray. Begin to worship him. Begin to sing Zion songs. I know we done got away from them songs, but begin to sing those kind of songs that mean something. Begin to read your word. Study your word. Meditate on the word. That'll wake him up. Walk in your house and start singing, Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. Satan, the blood of Jesus is against you. I promise you, whatever's going on in your house will just come on down the easiest way on out the door. You don't have to be sitting there speaking in all kind of tongues and and calling Suzuki and I'm a llama and Ron. You don't have to do all that. Saying the blood of Jesus against you. That thing will ease its way on out your house. All that fussing and arguing and bickering and division in your home. Honey, put some praise in your mouth. Wake him up. Speak to them wind and waves that's being got you tossed to and fro. Speak to them. You're not going to perish. You're not going to perish. You're not going to be destroyed. You're not going down. You're coming up. He's trying to get you to come up. But there are principles. There are things that we need to learn. He inhabit our praises. So begin to praise him. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercy endureth forever to the Lord. If you say that long enough, something will break in you. Open your Bible to the book of Psalms. Just read it out loud. Because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's why you're fearful, because you've been hearing other folks that's fearful. They scared, and now they ain't got you scared. Because misery loves company. You know, joy might have to hang out all by themselves. But misery going to call them. Susie, Johnny, Ronnie, Ricky, and Mike going to call up all them. And Pookie and all them, mama and them, everybody. But joy is supposed to keep yourself. Ain't no mess. But misery loves company and finds it everywhere, on every corner, every church, every synagogue, wherever you might find yourself at, you'll find misery. But you don't have to be a part of that crew. You can open your mouth and begin to praise him. Put my eyes into the hills from which comes my help. My help, my God, comes from the Lord which made the heavens and the earth. Oh, no, honey, I know everything is, I know it's falling apart. I know it looks bad right now, but I'm just going to lift up my eyes into the hills from which comes my help. I know my help comes from the Lord. Don't look like it right now. Don't feel like it right now. But I know that he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that I can even ask or think, according to the power that's working in me. See, you got to get the power working in you so that he can start moving. We don't get to sit out on this one, y'all. We don't get to just sit back and be a spectator. We got to participate. This is your life. What are you going to do? You're going to drown and perish, or you're going to wake them up and speak to the waves, speak to the winds, and say, not this time. You might have came up and destroyed us 10 years ago, but not this time. Because we know better. And when we know better, we do better. So they said to Jesus, Jesus said to them, why are you so, oh, ye of little faith? Now, you know, I know y'all get off on that. You know, if you had the faith of a grain of mustard seed, that sounds good when you just got saved. But if you've been saved for like 10 years, if you've been saved for a long time, that grain of mustard seed should have been grown by now. Come on. You should have a whole lot of faith. You should have enough faith to give me some faith when I need it, or give somebody else some faith when they need it. Yes, everybody has a measure of faith. To everyone that's given a measure of faith, but then you have to build on your faith. You can make it as big as you want or as small as you want. You can sit and depend on everybody else to speak into your life, or you can learn to speak into your life and other folks' life too. Why? Because you're built up. Your faith is now built up. Build up your faith. So you're not tossed by every wind and every doctrine and every wind that blows, and the wind will blow. The storms of life will blow. Things will catch you off guard. Things will happen. But what are you going to do? Speak to your wind. Speak to the waves. Them behave. Speak to them. Get up and speak to them. Don't just lay down and play dead. Don't act like you're a rug. Just because you're saved, you ain't supposed to be sitting there letting nobody walk all over you. The devil's a lie. Get up. There ain't no rug. If anybody get drug up in this camp, it's going to be somebody else, but it won't be me. I'm going to do the dragging. I'm going to do the walking. Ain't nobody walking to me. Not today. We just thank the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go on, and we're going to get through here. And he said, why are you so fearful? He says, oh, ye of little faith, then he arose and rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. Jesus got up, told him what the problem was. See, if you weren't so fearful and if you had any faith, you wouldn't have to wake me up. He wants to get to the point that we can speak to our own problems. You can speak to what's going on in your house if you wanted to. If you weren't so scared, what you scared of? Somebody told me once, do the thing that you fear the most, and the fear will go away. And you know what? I found that to be true. If you do the thing you fear the most, I'm afraid if I say it, they're going to walk out and leave me. I'm afraid if I say it, nobody's going to like me. I'm afraid if I say it, I can't live in the same place no more. I'm afraid if I say it, well, honey, go on and say it and see what happens. You might be surprised that none of that stuff happens. Do the thing you fear the most, and the fear go away. God will make a way out of no way. He will keep you from falling. He will keep you from making a mistake. He will keep you from being cast down. He will keep you from perishing in every situation. I don't know what your situation is, but we're going to speak to it in a few minutes. Just give me one more minute. And then, since Jesus, he rebuked the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. Like we talk about people getting sleep but not getting rest. When you get rest, your body's calm. Your body's at rest. It's peaceful. And now it can regenerate itself. It can refresh in itself. But when you sleep and you're tossing and you're turning, you can't get no rest. Get up, guy. I can't take it. I'll just get on up. If I can't sleep, I'm getting up. I'm not going to do it. I'll just get up and do something. Get up and say, I don't know what kind of spirit this is. Don't want me to rest, but Satan, the blood of Jesus against you. And keep on saying it. Say it long enough to get out of your house. It will move. If you say it with faith, it will get up out of your house. The blood of Jesus against you. The blood against you. The blood against you. You don't have to know no whole lot of stuff. You don't have to pour a whole lot of stuff. Just Satan, the blood of Jesus against you. I decree the blood against you. I stand on the blood today. Because he said when he sees the blood, he'll let these things pass over us. All right. He spoke to the wind and the sea, and there was a great calm. Verse 27, we're going to stop right here. But the men marveled, saying, what manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him? Now, they had been walking with Jesus and talking with Jesus and saw the miracles and all that. They understood, I hope, his ministry by now. They understood he could do miracles, that he would go off and pray, how he was able to do miracles. He had a prayer life. I'm going to help somebody. You want all these great miracles and want God to use you and you want to do these greater works. Baby, you got to get a prayer life. Well, when the last time you... Oh, wait, okay. Amen. Get a prayer life for more than 10 minutes. And when you pray for more than just you. Become an intercessor. Pray for other folks. And then he'll use you. As long as you're doing your little, your duty of 15 minutes of prayer and get up and, okay, I pray today. And you want somebody to give you a badge because you prayed for 15 minutes. Okay, you'll never get anywhere. You'll always be sitting there waiting on somebody to do it for you. But these men marvel, saying, well, what kind of man is this? Even the wind and the waves, even the wind and the sea obey him. But the wind and the sea would have obeyed them if they had operated, activated their faith. They had Jesus on board. How much more could they have done? They could have done the same thing. They just didn't do it. They stood there thinking they're going to perish, and all it took was one. Oh, we better wake up Jesus, because, honey, like this water is going to fill this sea, going to fill this ship, and we're going to perish. We shouldn't have to go by. We shouldn't have to go through this. Somebody better wake Jesus up. Well, let's just wait and see what happens. If a little bit more water get in here, we're going to wait. And a little bit more, we're going to wait. Oh, no, we got to wake them up. Everybody said wake them up now, because now their foot done got wet. What happens when your feet get wet? Some of our feet get wet, and we take off our shoes, and we forget where we're going and what we're doing. And sometimes water represents trouble. So when your feet get wet because of the trouble, what do? You run? You take shoes off? And leave them? Or do you wake them up? You begin to wake up that power that's in you. You begin to pray. You begin to give praise unto him. And sometimes we go through things in life, and all of us do. We go through things in life that we don't feel like praying. It's so hard that you can't pray. You're going through, and it's so you just can't do it. You can't even muster up a prayer. Then you just say the name. We can't say all those lofty prayers that men want to hear and see you do. then you just say the name. If you call on his name with prayer and with faith, he'll come. He'll be there right away if you call him. If you wake him up, stir him up. Stir up the gift that's in you. Stir it up. God called you to be a blessing. And since you've been a blessing, amen. Come on, you resting. You ain't resting because your body ain't at rest. You talk to and fro. You're not resting. You might as well get up out of bed. You're not resting. Get up and start praying for somebody else besides you. Or you're going to perish. You're not going to perish when you got Jesus on board. When we got the Holy Spirit living with us, we're not going to perish. You tell them you're fearful and you're foolish. What's wrong with you? Fearful? Ain't got no faith? Well, you just got a little bit of faith. We should want our faith to grow. Add to your faith. Come on, come on. Don't sit there and you're the same place you were last year this time. Last year this time, you were at the same place. Come on, y'all. Let's do better. You can cause your own faith to grow by hearing the word every day. If you don't feel like reading it, put it on. Y'all go on the internet and all these social networking to do a whole lot of things, but find one that will read the Bible to you, that has an audible Bible while you're doing whatever, you can be listening. And that will get in your spirit so that when you need it, you can pull it up and you can be encouraged by it. There are times in our life that we have to encourage ourselves because nobody else will be there for us. Not because we don't want to. Sometimes just because they can't. They could if they would. They would if they could. Simply can't. So you got to know how to encourage yourself. But if you get that word down on the inside of you when you need it the most, it'll come up. It'll just come up like it'll just be bubbling up out of your spirit. All right, we're going to get out of here. It says, but the men marvel, saying, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? They thought it was some strange. They thought Jesus was something out of this world. But he was teaching them to be the same kind of person. Why do you think he took 3.5 years to teach them how to do it? So they can do what he did. And then he said, greater work shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. Which means it's not just going to be in one place, in Jerusalem or Judea or Samaria. It's going into the othermost parts of the world. Now, we are on the radio now, but there are people listening all over the world. I looked at the graph once and said we were in Norway and Australia and Africa. In London, I was like, oh, my God, I had no idea we were reaching people all over the world. You have the ability to reach people all over the world. So then what do you need to do? Wake them up. Stir it up. Stop sitting back waiting on somebody else to do it. I mean, if they didn't do nothing else, they could have got a bucket and started pumping the water out. But instead, they just became afraid. We got to go wake Jesus up. Lord, help us. Help us not to be afraid. But let's pray. Our time is almost up. We're going to get out of here. Let's pray. I want to pray. I want to speak to these wind and waves in your life, the wind, the sea that are, the temples are raising, the wind is raising. We want to speak to it right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word on today. We thank you that we saw how you could speak to the wind and the waves and they obey you. But we know that you sent back your spirit. And because your spirit lives in us, we have that same power. Good God Almighty. Whew. My God, somebody just snatched that word out of my mouth. We have that same power to speak to the wind and the waves in our lives, no matter what they are, no matter how big they are, where they come from, who did it, how they did it. We can speak to it and make it behave. We can speak to it, and there'll be a great calm. If we don't know nothing else to say, we can call on Jesus. My God. And everything that's not likely will have to go. We can start to plead the blood. Because the blood will never lose its power. My God. The blood has power to heal, deliver, and to set free. We can start pleading the blood when these things come at us, and we can be set free. We can say to ourselves, not this time. We're not going to have to run down and wake Jesus up. We're not going to perish. We're not going to feel like we're drowning and throwing in the towel and giving up and going down. No, no, no. Stop it. You're not going nowhere. You're going to stand. Why? Because the Holy Spirit lives in you. And because he lives in you, you can do this. You got this. Speak to the wind and the waves. So, Father, we just thank you. We thank you for the simple word that teaches us that we too can speak to the wind and the waves in our life, and we can cause a great calm to come. I know there are times in everybody's life that they feel like they're losing their mind. There are things that come up on us, we feel like we're going to lose it. But it's not going to happen. I'm here to tell somebody that's not going to happen. Today, you've learned how to speak to your wind and your waves. They come out of nowhere when you least expect it, when everything is going just fine. It's like every time I'm doing everything right, it's like everything going right, and then out of nowhere, here come a wind, a wave, the water, the tempest. Not this time. You can come if you want to, but in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood. You better learn. We had better learn how to pray and how to war in the spirit and come against the winds and the waves that are coming against you, trying to overtake you. We had better learn how to do it because we may just perish. If Jesus didn't wake up, if they didn't have sense enough to go down and wake him up, and he didn't speak to it, they would have perished. But they didn't know they had the same power in them. They had the same power working in them. With that being said, and we're closing, amen. We thank you for tuning in. Speak to the wind and the waves. Speak to the wind and the sea and the tempest, everything that seems to be blowing at you. Speak to it. I plead the blood. You got to find out tools. You got to get tools to fight with. Because as long as we're on this earth, we're going to go through wind and waves and storms and all kind of stuff. So we got to know how to fight. I can speak to it for you, or I can teach you how to speak to it for yourself. I can give you a fish, and you'll always be hungry. Or I can teach you how to fish, and you'll never be hungry again. My desire is to teach you how to fish so that you never hungry again. I can just hand you a fish. We don't want to just hand you a fish so you can keep coming back to us, keep coming back. No, I need to be touched in somebody else's life. There's somebody else out there waiting to be touched. So my desire is to teach you how to fish so you can feed your own self, not to just hand you a fish. My desire is to teach you how to speak to your wind and waves. Speak to the sea and the tempest and all that stuff that's going on in your life. Speak to it. Don't just stand there and take it and fall apart. Speak to it. Lord, I don't understand, but I trust you. Lord, I don't know what's going on, but I believe that all things work together for the good. Come on, you got to speak to it. Dare you to open up your mouth and speak to it. If you do, it will leave you, and you'll have a great calm, just like when Jesus spoke to the wind and the sea. There was a great calm. The same thing will happen for you. So our desire today was to teach you, to tell you and to teach you how to speak to your wind and your waves and your storms that come out of nowhere when everything is just fine. You can speak to them. Come up if you want to. I got something for you today. Come on with it. I got something for you. You got to learn how, because the devil is cunning. He comes when you're least expected, when you're tired, and you're fatigued, and you got everything going on. It's like I can't pick another thing, and another thing comes. What do you do? You better learn how to speak to it. You ain't got to call up this person, that person. You can do it. The disciples, they didn't know that they had the same power. They had Jesus with them. How much more? Because he was there in the flesh with them. We have his spirit living in us. So we have that same power to speak to our wind and our waves. And don't worry about people marveling at what happened. It's not about you. It's about the Spirit of God that's working in you. But once we realize we have a power that works in us, once we realize that we have a power that will cause the rulers of this world to tremble, we understand that the power that works in us can cause the rules of this world to literally tremble and fall. My God, we will learn how to speak to it. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord will deliver him out of them all. Huh! Get up and speak to that thing. Speak to it. Stop taking it. Stop going through it by yourself, with yourself, and thinking nobody's with you. Honey, and he's always with you. You just got to speak to it. So we want to thank you today for tuning in to the Prophetic Corner. We're sitting in for Prophetess Martha Williams, Apostle Yvonne Rallo, and my husband, Pastor Joseph Rallo. You can be with us on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. for One Word from the Lord at Without Walls Worldwide Radio Ministry. And then keep it locked right here for the next hour and a half or hour with Minister Lane Jackson at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern Time for Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry. And speak to it. Learn it. You know, I don't want people to go to church. So, you know, I went to her meeting and I heard what she said, and she can do this and she can do that. Well, baby, what did she say? Well, you know, I don't know, but it was good. The anointing flow, but it was good. Okay. Well, sister got her healing. What did you get? I don't know, but the atmosphere was charged. It was just so good. No, that does me no good. That don't make me feel good. I want you to get it. I want you to get something. I want you to walk away with something. Now you have tools to use when the wind and the waves come, and they will in everybody's life. Everybody, is there some rain going to fall? But every now and then you can get some sunshine too. But when the rain falls and the wind blows and the tempers are high and all of that, you can speak to it. You can say to it, not this time. You might have pulled me down the last time. You might have got me the last time, but not this time. You know why? Because I got some tools that I can use to fight you, to come against you. If I have to, I get a bucket. And when you pour the water in, I'll take it out. You pour it in, I'll take it out. As long as you're there, I'm going to be just as diligent. You pour it in, I'm going to take it out. Pour it in, I'm going to take it out. And then I'm going to get mad, I'm going to rebuke you and get rid of you. You don't play with the devil. Rebuke him. Say the blood of Jesus against you. We take authority. We rebuke you in the name of Jesus. Take authority over it. Stop playing with it. See, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He don't care about you. Why are you playing with it? Don't play with the devil. Don't play with spirits. Cast them out. Rebuke them. Tell them to come out. In the name of Jesus. You're lying wonder. Where you come from? You don't belong here. My body belongs to God. Get out of here in the name of Jesus. Open up the door and tell me, get out. My body belongs to the Lord. Everything in him belongs to the Lord. I preach praise. Learn how to read your word. Learn how to pray. And when you pray, don't just pray for you, but pray for others. These are tools that will teach you how to deal with your wind and your waves. Because we all have them. Our time is up. We got to get out of here. Stay connected at 6:30 Eastern Time for Voice of Truth with Minister Lane Jackson. And then, like I said, on Tuesday, you'll have us at 8 p.m., 10 p.m., and 11 p.m. Central. Amen. Eastern. Amen. One word from the Lord on Tuesday night. And then on Saturday, again, we'll have Elder Bertha ask you. Amen. What a powerful word on Saturday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Get connected to these shows. They always have a powerful word with you in mind. All right. God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. Come back next week and hear a powerful word from Prophet Martha Williams. God bless. Have a good evening.